question that I've asked is I understand the hires, I understand probably more than most people. But the thing that I don't understand is why isn't the original contamination site addressed? Because granted, PG&E can catch the flow and change it to chromium, which is an issue too. But what about that original contamination site? I mean, it's still, I think, 46,000. It's still at these high levels, and it's never addressed. So that's something that until that's cleaned up, it's going to continue to flow. So we want to talk about deadlines and dates or all of this other stuff. We can't have a cleanup date unless we have a cleanup date of that initial site. But it's not something that's addressed or discussed about. Something else. Initially, the western southwestern area was part of under Oaxaca, and it went to the regional office. And for us, it's an important issue because there's issues in that area. I understand that is considered a separate contamination site, but it's still in Hinckley and represents the same issue that we're discussing here. So a lot of times when we try to discuss information with that, it's difficult because our communication is always with Tahoe, not Victoria. So, I mean, and we've asked, I don't know, many times over the past few years, especially if they're going to oversee that, can't one of them either brought into the discussion or give that site back to Lisa so that it can also be dealt with? Because I think that they'll agree that there's issues there that are not understood. You know, there's levels of conversation on a piece of land that PG&E bought in the late 70s. Nobody knows why they bought it. They can't be answered other than to say, oh, we buy land strategy. So there's issues. And that I would hope that, at some point, like I asked last time, can we address that, please, so we can start discussing that issue.
Thank you very much with that. Is there anyone else wishing to speak under public forum? I don't have any speaker's card. Okay. Yes, sir. Briefly,
I would just
please.
Like to say, I think this whole IRZ should be shut down for about a year. There is so much more testing to do, and the western area needs to be done. And, so they could say, oh, no, that's not this. Okay, go out there 10 miles or whatever and start back this way, and then show us it's not yours. Very simple thing to do. Okay. Rest the minds of probably 500-600 people out there.
Over time, hopefully, we'll get those answers. Thank you.
If the IRZ ends, everything gets adapted. Things are going to be rough, especially with a legal team that don't seem to be for the people.
Okay. And with that, we will conclude tonight's meeting and look forward to seeing those of you that return tomorrow morning at 8:30. Thank you.